names other than my maiden name before.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I just love your book. It's amazing, and the sad stories of those poor pets. I think realistically that I might like animals better than I do people.
Well, maybe because they have unconditional love, or at least the dogs anyway. It's hard to get mad at the animals because they can't talk, but they certainly can communicate with us, and they do show love. And cats, they're pretty much all about honesty and truth, so they all have something to teach us.
Right, right. And I think that we have an obligation to take care of them, and yet this is not what is happening. And these poor animals, because of these vaccines, are suffering terribly.
Yes, and it's not just the
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And I'm also received training for medical technology, so I've been in human hospitals as well. I was just appalled. I said, we have been bamboozled, and this is continuing today. It's not just the influx of misinformation and controlling or censorship of the truth, but if you realize that the pharmaceutical companies provide, for instance, the ingredient list to the vaccinations, the FDA will license these products, these drugs and biologicals, without even knowing what the content of these products are because of rules that the company calls proprietary information. So they don't want to let that out, and they don't have to. And it's absurd to say that any of these products are safe because there is zero gene impact studies done on any of these products. And as far as I've researched, even back to the polio vaccine, everything they're saying about these vaccinations is assumptions. And you know what they say about when you make an ASS out of you and me.
Right. Yes. I've heard that phrase. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what about the Hippocratic Oath? I mean, this is something that that doctors used to take, wherein they basically vowed that they would do no harm. So whatever happened to that?
Well, if you see, I traced that out in my book. This was another astounding I would say it's very prophetic, though. We assume that doctors take an oath to first do no harm. But unfortunately, that is Hippocrates made those words. And he was actually our first naturopath. He's not a Western medicine doctor. But there is no accepted Hippocratic Oath for the AMA, the American Medical Association. We have to be very clear on that. I do put in my book the Hippocratic Oath that the AVMA adopted in 1969 for the veterinarians and explicitly go through the details that the caduceus that the AMA uses is also the only one in the whole world that uses the staff of Hermes, which actually is known as the divine deceiver and is the god over liars, thieves, and commerce and pharmacy. So there is no Hippocratic Oath for medical doctors. They may take one at a school, but generally through the AMA, they do not have. I've got that off of their website, too, that information.
Okay, and the AMA was established in 1847 to basically regulate all of the medical industry in the country, and then of course they got rid of all of Rockefeller. Going back to Rockefeller again, they got rid of most of the schools that practiced or taught naturopathic policies and practices.
Exactly. They went through there and tediously removed all of the competition. That is why still there is this, it's an unjustified, uneducated, lethal, annihilation attitude from the, conventional medicine, practitioners against anything, natural medicine. And it's easy to see, although it's very it's not easy to understand how Rockefeller specifically went through there and dissected out the competition from the homeopathics exceptionally. And also the other thing, it's interesting to know that Rockefeller, despite his dissection out of the public having free access to homeopathy, that he had a homeopath himself, lived up into the 90s, and it was a homeopath that oversaw the health and welfare of his family. So his family practitioner doctor was a homeopath. Now, from them, they developed the FDA, the Rockefellers. It's essentially a good old boys club. And there was never testing on their snake oils back then, much more different than there is now, where there's cherry picking of data, and it's pretty much, one of the pharmaceutical heads I have a reference in my book says that the FDA is never a problem money can't handle.
Wow. Mm. Well, you know, we cannot expect Rockefeller to have acted any differently because that was the way he was with his competition in the oil industry. He
exactly.
would do all kinds of things. He'd blow up their buildings. He would start
yes.
fires, send his workers in to sabotage all of their, you know, everything he could do.
Exactly. And it's interesting that I don't think I put that in my book, but it's interesting that you already figured that out as well, because when I went back looking through the history with Rockefeller, I realized, I said, he has used his same inhumane and improper business practices that he applied to getting ahead for the oil industry that he did with medicine. And it's, you know, if anyone would ever have the time to take the time to actually investigate this, and, you know, reading my book will cut it a lot shorter, because I put down everything as much as I could in this first book to explain the politics. You know, medicine is more about politics than it is about science. That's for sure.
Right. And money. Politics, right. And money. And those two things go hand in hand. They sure do. And why does the U.S. government push vaccinations onto the U.S. population and other foreign populations? What is their benefit? How do they benefit? Is it because the government is a corporation and has invested in all these pharmaceutical companies? We do have to go to a short break in just a few seconds, but these are really questions that we need to get down to the bottom of. And you also talk about Bill Gates, which I want you to talk about when we come back, and how he became this huge drug pusher. Very interesting. All righty.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, Infection Killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. options and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
A federal medicine system, essentially. The United States government has their investments highly invested into two areas, the drug and the biotech industry. And it says so right on the public health website, because what happened is they take our Social Security funds and they invest. So this is where the lifeblood for the two technical industries, which are known as the drug and the biotech industries, they would not exist if it was not for all of the money being pumped into them by the United States government. Now, the other thing that I noticed was that, you know, vaccines don't work. They actually make disease, and especially when you give them to third world impoverished countries nutritional, it's actually genocide. So what exactly is this about Bill Gates? I don't consider him some philanthropist, and I do not consider him benevolent. What actually happened was after he went behind closed doors with the United States Department of Treasury as a result of his Microsoft monopoly, he came out for the very first time financing the vaccination of the third world countries into disease. And he also arranges the purchase of these snake oils from the pharmaceutical companies. For instance, he got the Prince of Dubai to give money for vaccinating the children in Pakistan. So, in other words, he is the biggest money changer of them all. And I do not find the practice of procuring those vaccinations from third world countries as anything other than a way for them to move product. From the very first vaccine franchise that ever existed with the smallpox vaccine, this has been medical assumptions that have been promoted under the guise of healthcare delivery, but the bottom line common denominator is that it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And Hillary Butler has a wonderful article called Follow the Money about how she traces this out. But this has actually been going on since the smallpox shot. And then as it, if you read in my second book, I carry this out, how far it went to the public health service. And even with the development of the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, where I live, the biotech industry is the other half of this. So the two eggs for our country's investments are in the drug and biotech. So they force them upon any population that they possibly can. And it's under the guise of assumptions that this is actually a good thing. And it is not. We're finding out every which way how the link of pathology from the vaccinations to autoimmune disease, which is a huge amount of disease that we never had before vaccination. The very first autoimmune disease showed up after the vaccination started with smallpox. And then also, just recently, the 8th autoimmunity conference for the whole world, the last speaker, she even said, you do not even have to be genetically predisposed to come down with autoimmune disease from vaccinations. And then we're finding out about what the contents of these vaccines, I mean, they've been using aluminum since 1926, and just now in the past 10 years have figured out that it's a grade 3 out of 4 carcinogen that's causing cancer, that's opening up the blood-brain barrier and allowing things into the brain, about the things that mercury are doing, that mercury being a heavy metal and aluminum being a light metal, that they work synergistically to even produce more pathology. They are actually causing the evolution of enzymes called matrix metalloproteinases inside the mammalian body that's able to decompose our own tissues. So it can actually cause the decomposition from within of our bone and connective tissues.
Wow.
Yeah. And everywhere I looked, I was amazed because, you know, the autoimmune disease, the cancer, and then the aluminum, they've known, I found it in a NATO book, 1950s, they've known that the aluminum in the vaccinations is also responsible for upregulating IgE, which is one of our allergy immunoglobulins, and it's essentially responsible for allergies, asthma, atopy, which is your inhalant allergies, and eczema and anaphylaxis, which is, you know, death.
Yes.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Understand that the four initial studies that they keep going back to saying that this proves that there's no damage from vaccines as far as autism is a conflicted government underwritten, you know, studies. The other thing was at that meeting, there was a World Health Organization doctor, John Clements, there. And in these transcripts, which you can read most of it on drmerkula.com, there's an the articles about Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a neurologist that went through the transcripts and actually deciphered it for the public. But anyway, Dr. John Clements, who I've been in contact via email, said he did not care what the vaccine damage was, that he had a mandate to get these shots out. Now, the World Health Organization was the recommendation from Dr. Mark Giard, who was an MD doctor who helped the country of France sue GlaxoSmithKline over the hepatitis B vaccine and all the damage it was causing. What's happened is the World Health Organization has been accused and been that their criminal charges should be brought against them, because this whole thing from the flu shot, which I think was very easily established, that this has all these vaccine recommendations had more to do with money than they do with anything. And like you said, the politics is equal to the money, but it's the money that's important. It is not anything about healthcare delivery. And when you get these mandates and you're able to move the product out of the pharmaceutical company into these countries, whether it's being given to third world children or whether it's being forced on our public school populations or our military or any other organization that they can, like Medicaid, anything that they can control the disposition of these snake oils to, they are getting remuneration for their investment. And it does make the whole thing of the Public Health Service website showed us that the public's money, the Social Security, is quite the oxymoron, because it is exactly our money that's financing this, and this medical industrial complex is the beast that I talk about in Mark of the Beast. It is, in the Book of Revelations, not to be religious, but they warn about the ending coming from a beast that rises from within civilization itself. And this really is all about the money. And the mark of the beast has been because there are actually scars. In my book, I refer to the quote that the scar, vaccine scar, is a sign of medical tyranny and also medical superstition. And this has to do with money. It does not have to do with health.
I'll say. Now, you talk about the Social Security. That money is being, supposedly that money is stashed away in some sort of an account. But you are saying that the Social Security is the source of the financial investment for the stock market, which is where financial support comes for the pharmaceutical companies' research and development and the biotech industry on basically genetic engineering.
You know, they get outside research. I mean, research funds also, people to invest. I mean, you'll see very wide sweeping articles trying to get investors in it. But the bulk of the money comes from the NIH and these other groups that give grants. If you just recently, I'll just tell you, there's three groups here in the United States now. One of them's up here in Holly Springs. Novartis got $1 billion to put up a vaccine plant that's harvesting dog kidneys and growing viruses on those in order to make pandemic vaccines. They just gave almost that same amount to Texas A&M, and then there's a third group up in Maryland, and the money is actually coming from the Public Health Service website. It shows they established the money from our Social Security funds to be invested by our government into these industries. And, you know, it's just, if you read Mark of the Beast, you'll see also it's just uncanny. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, that it was Senate Bill 666 that was pushed through to give the funding freedom for the development of these snake oils for pandemics. And, you know, if anyone was keeping up with the information, and I do cover it in Mark of the Beast, but that whole swine flu pandemic was essentially orchestrated. And from the minute that the Army hired the doctor to go up and retrieve the 1918 virus out of Alaska tissue samples, to his use of reverse transcriptase to remake that virus, to the unleashing of the swine flu virus, which was, you know, essentially the 1918 virus. It's and all this does have to do with genetic engineering. I make the point very clearly in Mark of the Beast that it started with Edward Jenner and Farmer Jesse, the first ones to actually impale the body and to transmit animal tissue from a disease process. Horse grease was used, which is a Neisseria related to gonorrhea. Swine pox was used. Cow pox is actually giant pox, which is cow syphilis. A combination of all of this, and I'll say it, CRAP is what was stored in bird quills for up to 3 and 4 weeks at a time and then injected into people. Most of the injections they did were on poor people, orphans, people that didn't have a voice to speak up for themselves. And this is how the whole idea of vaccination got started and propagated. And it really was always all about the money. Even Louis Pasteur, he's known as the commercial scientist. So is Hilary Kaprowski, today's version. He was the head of our longest-standing vaccine institute here in the United States for, 35, 40 years. And Hilary Kaprowski, even today in Philadelphia at the Wistar Institute, and then where he's at in Philadelphia, they are developing vaccines. And it was all based on this premise that if you put something into the body, that the body would make antibodies. Well, you could put toilet water into the body and antibodies would be made. So there's no magic about making antibodies. But are those antibodies going to be the crucial defining test on whether you're immune? Absolutely not. And our vaccine researcher, Dr. Ron Schultz, says anybody who confuses vaccination with immunity is crazy. They shouldn't even have that idea in their head. Plus, the damage to our organs, our kidneys, actually primarily our liver, but then also the kidneys, and detoxing this. These are not natural products, so there is no herd immunity. Herd immunity was a 1900s concept that actually was developed as a result of observing that populations that suffered and were able to survive natural disease had a lifelong immunity against the virus. That has nothing to do with what happens when you vaccinate. Like I said, you can give toilet water to somebody, and just because you produce antibody does not mean that you're going to be, helped by that vaccine. As a matter of fact, Dr. J. Compton Burnett, in his book, I did a talk in Bethesda, Maryland last year on his book called Vaccinosis and Its Cure by Thuya, and I revisited that. He said that absolutely, and he produced one of the first mathematical models, others have been since, but he showed that you are not vaccinated if you're not blighted, that the vaccine will not lower morbidity or morbility, actually raises that. It doesn't lower mortality. So that if you were susceptible to the disease and you were vaccinated, you were more likely to die from that disease. If you were not susceptible and you were vaccinated against it, you now had vaccinosis, which is the disease that you get from the vaccine poison.
Wow. Now, you mentioned all of the people that are vaccinated. You talked about the military and people in other countries, particularly poor people. And speaking of other countries, when somebody, for instance, leaves this country and goes to another country, a lot of times they say, oh, you need to take the yellow fever vaccine, you need to take this vaccine, you need to take that vaccine. Well, a dozen different vaccines that somebody might need to go to another country, could these vaccines affect the mitochondria and create a mitochondria disease condition?
Sure, even one vaccine can. And one of the things I found out was that, okay, you give a vaccination and you are going to disease that individual. That disease may not show up for 3 hours, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. We've had some that the animals got a tumor at the site of the vaccine 10 years later, and they only had one vaccine. But so you're going to get disease from it. Then what the pharmaceutical company does, and AMA teaches them, is you give a drug for that vaccine-induced disease. And what the drugs do is they deplete critical nutrients, and they also progress chronic disease. Now, all of this is going to work against our mitochondria, which is in charge of producing our energy. And this is another way cancer happens from vaccinations, because the mitochondria are in charge of apoptosis, which means cell death. So when a cancerous cell should be killed by apoptosis, but you have dysfunctional mitochondria, you now have a greater chance at getting cancer. You can also make the mitochondrial dysfunction by increasing their degeneration of tissue as well. So you'll get other diseases formed, which are more like aspect I was telling you about, the matrix metalloproteinases being evolved to the point where they're dissolving mammalian bone and tissue. You can have these type of diseases, which are, in homeopathy, we consider them syphilitic and psychotic. There's the two different forms of disease. One produces exuberances like cancer. The other one is wasting away. But this is also we're getting at the molecular level now. This is a change that happens to the mitochondria. Now, amazingly, they did a research study at Purdue called the Haywood Study. They found out that only vaccinated populations were producing autoantibodies. And autoantibodies will destroy different things in our system. One of the autoantibodies being produced was against cardiolipin. Cardiolipin is a very important part of the inner membrane of the mitochondria. Once you just make those mitochondria dysfunctional, not only will you get cancer, you'll get early aging, so senescence or cellulite disease. This is all a reflection of mitochondrial damage. So it's interesting to me that they're saying in the Hannah Poling case, well, she had a mitochondrial disease. And this is what I say also about all these autoimmune diseases. Oh, well, you were predisposed to it. No, our immune system is reactionary. What didn't belong there in the first place was the unnatural vaccine immune assault. It does not pan out to give vaccines because they do not generate health. They do not generate immunity. Sure, they can produce antibodies, and antibodies are not a reflection that you're immune. So going back further from all these people that are saying, no, the vaccine didn't do this. You cannot say that if you do not know the gene impact. And the vaccines are definitely affecting the gene profile of expression, which is the disease. So just like certain foods can work against us, the vaccines definitely are working against us.
Now, if a person has a mitochondria disease, how can that person reverse it? Say that person had a dozen vaccinations. How does an individual reverse that?
That's a very good question. Excellent question. And it has been my, my mantra ever since I realized, okay, the medical profession has screwed everybody up. They have screwed up our animals' genome. They have screwed up the people's. Is there a way we can fix this? My best bet for fixing this is not to go back into personal medicine and make a vaccine to fix a vaccine-induced disease. It has to do with nutrition, first and foremost, because there's a thing called epigenetics. Some of these genetic mutations or transmutations or upregulations can be controlled or fixed with excellent optimal nutrition, which is only going to come from whole foods, organic. And, you know, it would take another radio show to get through the reasons why. But you have got to have clean water, clean food, and, you know, sunshine to defeat that. The other part is you will need an energetic form of medicine, the best one that I can think of to
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Wouldn't you agree
Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
First place. So, no, I don't consider it a good organization at all. If it was a good organization and if things were done properly, then veterinarians and medical doctors would learn first and foremost about what health and wellness is about, which is about proper nutrition. If you go back and read about Hippocrates, he had it right. Leave your crucibles on the shelf. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. But the one topic that veterinarians and medical doctors both know nothing about, it's nutrition. And these vaccinations are actually causing nutritional problems like vitamin C depletion. And if they're administered to populations that have suboptimal nutrition to begin with, there are all sorts of problems. And the vaccines actually lead to nutritional deficiencies and enzyme and cofactor problems. So I would say, if the public health service started out with a plan, they took the wrong assumption. They started out with the wrong thinking, and that was that something synthetic, that vaccination, something so unnatural, and drugs were the way to health. Because it's not. It's the way to disease, and it's a way to early aging, early death, and also compromised health and immunity. And to know that, you know, our Social Security money is pretty much what's financing this whole load. because this industry would not exist if it wasn't propped up by the financial support of our government funding. And like I said, Senate Bill 666, which was introduced by Joseph Lieberman, and hardly nobody even bothered to ask questions about it, set up from Congress all this money that is appropriated towards the development of this, you know, stuff that's not, that never gets safety tested. And then the effects of it are denied or unacknowledged or remain unreported and just make us swimming now in this ocean of wrong thinking and assumptions.
Oh, my. All right. We do have a couple of email questions. One of them, we might wait.